You're listening to Texas Public Radio News. I'm Maria Navarro. A years-long legal battle over redevelopment at San Antonio's Breckenridge Park has reached the U.S. Supreme Court. TPR's Corey Cook reports.
Attorneys representing the Lipan Native American Church are asking for review of a Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals decision that allows the city of San Antonio to move forward with plans to redevelop part of the park. Church leaders say they've worshipped at the site for generations and that its unique landscape is inseparable from their religious ceremonies. The court agreed the church's beliefs are sincere, but ruled the city's plans do not place a substantial burden on the group's practices. Special Counsel Stephanie Taub with First Liberty Institute argues that the court has been clear in past cases that it's not the job of judges to tell you what your religion requires.
So for them to say that, no, it doesn't burden your religious beliefs and it would be religiously the same for you to worship somewhere else, that is a violation of the law.
Taub says the city could complete its park improvements using alternatives that would avoid damaging the sacred site. The Supreme Court has not yet decided whether it will hear the case. I'm Corey Cook in San Antonio.
Texas Republicans are taking a tougher stance on in vitro fertilization. At last week's state convention in Houston, party delegates approved a platform calling for protections of embryos created through IVF. Critics say those proposals could restrict common fertility treatments by limiting the creation, freezing, or disposal of embryos. San Antonio fertility specialist Dr. Shelley Nichols told TPR the move could limit options for women trying to have children later in life and for couples struggling to conceive.
As Texas goes, so does the rest of the country. We saw that with a lot of our abortion restrictions that have carried over to other states. And what we have to do right now is educate and fight against any of these laws going into effect so that it does not become nationwide law.
Nichols is also a Democratic candidate for Texas House District 122. The platform does not change Texas law, but signals where some activists and lawmakers may seek legislation when the Texas legislature reconvenes in 2027. You can hear a longer conversation with Nichols at TPR.org to search for The Source. Some baboons reportedly escaped from an enclosure last week at Texas Biomedical Research Institute, a research facility that studies infectious diseases. The animal rights organization PETA calls the incident, quote, a serious public health threat, and has asked the U.S. Department of Agriculture to investigate Texas Biomed. Texas Biomed says a small number of baboons briefly escaped an enclosure last Wednesday, but never left the facility grounds and were quickly recovered. The captured animals are among more than 1,000 baboons housed at the Southwest National Primate Research Center at Texas Biomed. New Braunfels River flows have improved following a rainy spring. TPR's Brian Kirkpatrick reports the tourism industry is expecting a good summer visitation season ahead, beginning with this 4th of July weekend.
The Comal and Guadalupe Rivers both offer a gentle float of 2 hours or so. Matthew Hoyt of Corner Tubes is glad to see more visitors renting tubes from him after a 7-year drought took away a lot of business from him and other outfitters on both rivers.
We were not sure that we were going to make it through the summer this year, but we're going to now. We got enough rain in April and May and even early June to get us there. So, yeah, it was the worst drought I've ever experienced.
When the rivers flow faster, so do the dollars into the New Braunfels economy. State figures show visitors spend $700 million in a good year in the city on outfitters, lodging, and dining. I'm Brian Kirkpatrick in San Antonio.
The FIFA World Cup has moved into elimination rounds, and soccer fans from all over the world have been traveling to see some matches. Jeff Glaw is from San Antonio. He went to the Brazil-Japan World Cup match in Houston.
Oh, it was something else. The atmosphere was amazing. It was so loud in there, and both teams going back and forth, fan bases chanting and cheering, and nobody was sitting the whole time.
Today's games will feature the Ivory Coast versus Norway, France and Sweden, and Mexico and Ecuador. The USA plays against Bosnia tomorrow. Places like the Pearl, the Rock at La Cantera, and several neighborhood bars are hosting World Cup watch parties. You're listening to Real, Reliable Texas Public Radio.